Hello, darlings. Happy Sabbath to you. Who has been to Bangkok, Thailand? How many of us has been to Bangkok, Thailand? No? Well, I'm not surprised, really. Look here. Here's a picture of Bangkok, Thailand. What do you think about that? What does it look like? Yes, Asian, yes. Is it a little city or a big city? It's a huge city. Do you know that in Bangkok, Thailand, some of y'all may catch on this, but let me give you an idea. There are 10.5 million people living in Bangkok, Thailand. Let me put that in perspective. 90 Beaumonts. That's a lot of people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot. Now this story, I've got a good story. It's about Mr. Top. Mr. Top, I know, isn't that a funny name? He calls himself Mr. Top. Mr. Top lives in Bangkok, Thailand, and his business wasn't doing well. He sold T-shirts for a living. He would buy shirts, and he would go to, let's see, where's the marketplace? You have a picture of maybe a marketplace?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a picture of a marketplace. Yes. He would go to the marketplace, and he would sell T-shirts. But you know what? He wasn't doing very good. He didn't sell a lot of T-shirts. Oh, no, exactly. That's not good. Well, it's really Bangkok. The marketplace is right there. So that's a temple. That's a temple right there in Bangkok. There's a lot of Buddhists, a lot of temples.
This looks like my
grandma
lives there.
Oh, like your grandmother's what?
Lives there.
Oh, your grandmother lives there? Oh, that's nice. That is nice, you know? So anyway, Mr. Top's business wasn't doing very well, and this is how he fed his family. He would buy T-shirts. His house was full of T-shirts. That's why he called himself Mr. Top. His house was full of T-shirts. He would come out every morning and set up his table and put all of his T-shirts out and try to sell T-shirts. And he wasn't selling very many, and he didn't have very much money to buy food and clothes for his family. That's sad, right?
Yes.
That's sad, yeah. Right about this time, there was an Adventist mission that opened up a new building in his neighborhood. And so the pastor of this new Adventist mission came to his house and he knocked. Hello, sir. I am pastor of the new Adventist church. Can I come in and talk to you? No, Mr. Top said. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Go on, leave my house. Okay, said the pastor. 2 days later, sir, I'm the pastor of the New Adventist Church. Can I just come in and pray for you? Nope. Don't want to have anything to do with you. Be gone with yourself. Bye-bye. Oh, that pastor, even though he was disappointed that Mr. Top didn't let him come in, he still prayed for him every time. He would stop outside of his yard and he would pray that God would touch Mr. Top's heart and change his heart. Well, Mr. Top's business still wasn't doing very good. But after the pastor had prayed the second time, Mr. Top at nighttime had a dream. Who has dreams? Everybody have, we have dreams when we go to sleep sometimes?
Yes.
Good ones and bad ones.
Good ones and bad ones. Well, Mr. Top had a dream that the new Adventist church had a big light around it. The church was like glowing, but around Mr. Top, it was very, very, very dark. Ooh, we don't always like dark, do we?
No.
Dark can be kind of scary sometimes. And so Mr. Top goes,
wait.
I don't like being in the dark. And this church was in the light, so maybe I need to go talk to this pastor. And so he went and found the pastor, and he started talking to the pastor, and the pastor and he prayed. And one of the prayers that the pastor asked was that Mr. Top's business would do better. Well, the next day that Mr. Top got all the t-shirts out of his house and took them down to the market and laid them on the table. Well, he sold 2 shirts. Then he sold 3 shirts. Then he sold 10 shirts. And by the end of the day, he didn't have any shirts left to sell. All of his shirts had been sold. And so he knew that the Lord had been answering his prayers, and he was so grateful. So we know that through the experience, Mr. Top learned was an important truth. God wants to bless us. And all we have to do is sometimes, when there's a knock on our door, we just need to say, come on in. Because as long as we say no, 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 the Lord isn't going to kick down that door, is he? He's only going to come in if we say, come on in. Good enough? You like that? It's a good story. Y'all can keep those pictures. And how about a prayer for us, darling? Closing prayer, would you?
Yes. Dear Father, thank you for the Sabbath. Healed my friend. It was Lauren and Sam. Wendy and Wei.
Amen. And here we go. Here we go. Y'all can take this with you and take it home with you. What color you want?
Okay.
It's all the same thing. Just what color do you want, John?
I want yellow.
Yellow. Okay, you take yellow. All right. Thank you.